Welcome to the Self-Publishing School Podcast. This is the podcast to listen to if you're an aspiring writer or an author who wants to be more successful. On this show, you'll learn how to write and launch a book successfully, all from the top authors and people just like you who are doing it at the highest level. I'm your host, Chandler Volt, the founder of Self-Publishing School, the author of the book called Published, and the CEO of selfpublishing.com. For free training on how to publish a book that sells 10,000 copies, go to selfpublishing.com/free training. Hey, Chandler Bolt here, and joining me today is Scott Donnell. Scott is the best-selling author of a book called Value Creation Kid: The Healthy Struggles Your Children Need to Succeed. And with over 6 million families served, Scott is the leading voice in helping parents teach their kids good money skills, something they don't get taught in school. And he's also the host of the Smart Money Parenting, a worldwide podcast for families, and has just launched the world's first bank account for kids and teens that plays like a game. It's called Gravy Stack. I got to hear a little bit of behind the scenes of the launch when we were hanging out at a mastermind in Colorado. Really, really, really cool concept. Just the way that he looks at this stuff, the way that he teaches this stuff, what they're building with Gravy Stack. It's really intriguing. So we're going to talk about the book stuff, how the book ties in with the app, and a bunch of other stuff. So Scott, welcome. Great to have you here.
Good to be here, man. You forgot one really important piece. I'm the second best pickleball player on this call right now.
That's right. I don't know why, but before we were talking, before the interview, we're talking about pickleball, and I totally forgot I was battling it out on the slick courts in Colorado at like 7 a.m. before the mastermind. So funny.
You, me, and Pete, we had a lot of fun, man. Good.
Oh, man.
Play hard, work hard. It's good.
Yeah. Well, we share the love for wake surfing and pickleball, and teaching kids skills that they're not taught in school. And so let's talk about the book form of doing that. So why a book? Why make this book kind of a part of your brand, a part of your business, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So Value Creation Kid, it's really from the 6 million families we've served. And, you know, I started my first company almost 15 years ago. It was called Apex Leadership Co. It became, I started to help my wife's first grade class raise money because she spent her whole paycheck on the kids. And I was like, okay, this is not okay. You're making like 38 grand as a teacher. What are you doing? And she's like, this is what we all do. So I started a company to do fun runs to help her school raise money because everyone used to sell chocolate and cookies and magazines and pizza and stuff. That's not healthy, and those companies take all the money. So we started Apex. My wife's school raised like 50 grand. It was like an unbelievable program. And we taught leadership and fitness and character lessons to the kids in schools. So it's not just like, you know, raise money and you're done. We literally like take over the school and teach this really powerful program. And it just exploded. So the program is literally like the number one school fundraising franchise in America. We've had 6 million families now. Or I guess 5 million and a million with the other companies. What we did is we started to see right away, like in school with these parents, millions of parents, we've given 30 million live lessons in classrooms. We know how kids learn, right? We know exactly how they learn. And we've mastered this skill. And what I immediately realized was, why are they not learning like the critical stuff? Critical thinking, practical skills. Budgeting, money skills, financial literacy, like everyone rails against the system. They're like, why aren't my kids learning? Well, we figured out why. And you can't expect teachers that are barely making enough money to live to teach kids about money and investing and saving and earning and spending and sharing and those kinds of critical skills. And so it started me on this journey for the last 10 years to help basically families and parents raise their kids to prepare them for wealth. Okay. And in that process, you know, we started doing these business fairs with my mentor, actually right there in Austin, Jeff Sandifer. He started a business fair for kids in his backyard. We ended up expanding it. Now there's like 1,600 of them all over the world. And it's ways to teach kids like having a business on a Saturday. And then when COVID hit, we started myfirstsale.com, which helped kids take that online and launch their first Etsy, right? To have their first marketplace online to sell products. And then all that led into this book and our app, Gravy Stack. So parents need a roadmap for this. They don't know what to teach their kids in what order. Most of them just like do allowance, which is actually a terrible idea. And most of them like maybe a lemonade stand here or there. They'll get them a bank account when they hit puberty. Like that's all they could figure out. And so we created a system that if you follow the roadmap, your kids are going to be prepared for success. Like it gets them all the course training, all the practical skills. And the last thing I'll say about this book, Value Creation Kid, it's all of the lessons behind the app, the Gravy Stack app, which is the banking and investing app for kids that plays like a game. So they are intrinsically motivated to learn these skills. I've for the last 3 or 4 years, I've tried to basically search the world for legacy families, right? We tried to find 100 families that raised unbelievable kids and grandkids. Like they actually figured out the system. And how did they not spoil them, ruin them, entitle them, make them victims and lazy and anxious and all these issues? And you know the model out there that's like shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So over 90% of generational wealth is gone by the grandkids. Okay. It's a massive problem. Like somebody like you and I, we make it, you know, we start to do really well. And then you have to figure out how to raise kids in that. And a lot of people mess that up. A lot of people end up paying for everything for their kids, doing everything for their kids and spoiling them in a lot of ways. And they don't know how to pass on what they've learned to the kids. And so that's really what we've done is this book is an amalgamation of what all these 100 legacy families, we had to go through 1,000 families to get 100, by the way, because most people like really struggle with this issue. And so we diluted all the main lessons learned. All these families did the same stuff and no one else does them. And so we put it all in the book, Value Creation Kid.
Mm.
And the tagline is the healthy struggles your children need to succeed. And so it's this lens to look at the world and raise kids in a certain way to prepare them to create value all around them. So that's really the book. And then the app. The app is basically all the tools of these families for everyone now, right? You don't have to be some incredible legacy grandparent with, you know, 30 or 40 kids, grandkids, great grandkids. You can now do this at any stage with your kids. Just apply the lessons and the app and the book and you're good.
Cool. Which came first, the book or the app?
The app came first. We've been building it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had so much content in the games and the home economy system and in the banking that we've been training parents on for years now. And everyone's like, you got to write it. You got to put it down. You got to put it in like a protocol for everyone to just use. So that's really what built the book. So it's all the lessons learned. And yeah, it's been really fun.
And so it sounds like, hey, you're building this app. You've got content and lessons and stuff like that to teach within the app for kids. It sounds like, and then so much so that it's okay. We need a book with this. Why pull the trigger on a book? It feels like, hey, if you're spending 3 years building this app, like, you know, the app is obviously the priority. Like why insert a book into the mix? And so how do you see the book helping grow the app kind of long-term?
Yeah. So for us, it was distilling the lessons in words. And, you know, I know a lot of your audience is book writers. They love reading books. When you go through the process of writing a book, it forces you to distill the strategies, the protocols, the stories. It makes you think hard about it. And in the book writing process, we did it ourselves. We had some help with some of the publishing stuff and a lot of the marketing help. We just hit Wall Street Journal bestseller list, which was awesome. And it's starting to rip and it's starting to be referred everywhere, which is so fun to watch. But as we went through the process, we realized, oh, wow, there is a system here. You know, we were actually just putting these games and putting the home economy system, putting it all in the Gravy Stack app for all the families to use. But then when we started writing it all down, it codified like the whole strategy. And we were like, oh my gosh. So we started moving things around. We realized these are like axioms to family legacy. These are the tenets to family legacy. And so that's what was the beautiful part for me in the book. It helps me craft the story so much better and explain it to people. And when people get the book, you know, we have the Audible and the book on Amazon. And we have inside the book, we called it the gravy stack method. It's the value creation strategies. It's the role in the home, the financial competency training, and the healthy struggles for kids. They weren't in that order when we started. We went through like four or five re-edits to really simplify and get the system down. And I think that's one of the most beautiful parts about writing a book. For it forces you to put systems to your knowledge in a lot of ways, especially if it's like a nonfiction helping book for other people. An impact book forces you to put these things in order that other people can unpack and use. Because our whole goal is value creation. The whole goal is how to operationalize this stuff in the home with your kids, how to have the money convos, how to help them go through the healthy struggles to create capability and confidence and value in the world. And so it, when we did that, it was kind of this explosion. All of our Gravy Stack members started using, our investors all used it. All of our friends started using it. And now every day I'm getting multiple texts and emails from people like, oh my gosh, you know, Lady Boss, you know, our friends, Brandon and Kaylin. Mm-hmm. Kaylin just texted me yesterday. She goes, I just shared your whole book with a huge group of entrepreneurs and moms. Everybody bought it. All I said was 30 seconds of what the book did for their family. And she's like, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, we're going. Cause she just flipped a couple of the wrong ways of thinking that parents have with their kids. Mm-hmm. And once you flip those couple things, they're off and running. They're value creators for life. So yeah, it's fun to watch.
That's cool. And I feel like maybe in some ways it's almost easier to share the book than it is to share an app. A viral word of mouth perspective, where when you teach it, it's like, oh, well, hey, check out this book. It feels like I'm helping you versus, hey, download this app. Feels like I'm like, hey, but naturally when they read the book, they're going to likely integrate with the app.
Right.
You talked about, the book forcing you to distill down some of the principles and concepts that you talk about. So I guess a two-part follow-up on that. One would be, is there anything about the app that changed as a result of you going through the book writing process? And then the second question, or I guess it's really like kind of maybe a different side of the coin. If nothing changed there, did that just change the way that you communicate it maybe? And so it's almost like the core thing is the same, but the way that you're communicating it is more clarified. How did that play out for you personally?
Yeah, we actually, by doing the book, we clarified a lot of the messaging and the features in the app as we were building it. So the app is huge. We've got 30 patents on it. This thing's, our goal is 50 million financially competent kids, which is going to take over, you know, the world. We're going to be one of the top 10 apps out there. And in doing so, we started meeting with families and talking through this legacy work. And the number one thing that we crystallized in the app was something called the home economy system. We are anti-allowance. I'm going to be very open about that. Allowance is connected through a bunch of research. It's connected to a lack of motivation and an aversion to work. Even if you pay for chores, there's just a lot of issues with allowance. It's basically a salaried employee or a social form of socialism. And so what you want to do is connect value creation to the reward for the kids. And so this home economy system that we built in the app, it literally is this repeating printout for the fridge that has everything the kids need to be able to create value in the home. And we call it the 3E's system.
Hey, Chandler Bolt here. I hope you're loving this episode so far. It's time to go from inspiration to implementation. All right, so if you've learned something, we want to help you implement what you've learned with your book. So what I want you to do right now is go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a publishing consultation with one of the experts on my team. We'll talk about your goals for your book, your dreams, your challenges, your next steps, and we'll start putting together a plan. All right, so go to selfpublishing.com/schedule, book a call with the team. Let's see how we can help with your book. It's time to implement.
And it was because of writing the book that we crystallized it. It's expectations, expenses, and extra pay. That's the replacement to allowance. If you can set expectations in your home for your kids, here's your role in the family. We're not paying you for these things. you're going to make your bed, clean your room, brush your teeth, do well in school, probably dishes and trash. Like, you're not getting paid for those things. That's part of your rent. Okay. You start out with your expectations. And then what a lot of parents miss is giving their kids expenses that they have to be in charge of instead of the parents paying for it, which is what most parents do. Most parents think my job is to provide everything for my kids. No, your job is to prepare them, to teach them to fish, to get them to be earners and to cover their own expenses so that they can learn budgeting, delayed gratification, trade-offs and decision-making and wants and needs. And, oh, I don't want the Nike, you know, I don't want the Nike Airs anymore. I'm okay with the Adidas. You know what I mean? Like, you want kids to go through like a ton of these decision choices. And so the expenses are what parents need to pass off to their kids. And the app makes it 100% easier. Okay. And so things like toys and tech, trinkets, in-app stuff, sporting equipment, clothes even, birthday presents for your friends, social outings with friends. If you're going on a trip with your, you know, friends or a mission trip, whatever it is, the kid's job is to prepare and earn money around the house to pay for those things. Once you do that, the last E, right, is called extra pay. We call it home gigs. So we have 55 home gigs that kids can do, and it repeats all the time. And it's one click to get paid in the app. So it's this system now that kids are literally doing like a mini economy in the home. It's what all these legacy families did. They just never had like a language to put to it. And so a lot of them, by the way, invested in GravyStack. We have like 80 investors, and about 40 of them are these legacy families that said, if you can build this, not only are we going to use this with our grandkids and our kids, but you're going to change the world. And so we made these like repeatable gigs. They repeat daily, weekly, monthly. It's like literally one click, super simple. We give you a printout for the fridge so kids know at all times what they need to do. And it does so many benefits for mom and dad. It's crazy. Like, no more conflict over chores, no more nagging, no more exhaustion. Because a lot of parents go through the same spirals of conflict and behavior, and no more kids asking for money at all. In fact, one of the rules of GravyStack is kids can't ask parents for money again. Think about how much that frees a parent. Because usually when you get asked for money, right? Like, if your kids are like, hey, dad, I want 20 bucks. Guess what? That happens all the time. With any parent listening knows what we're talking about. If you say yes, you're slowly entitling and spoiling. If you say no, you're the bad guy, and now it's me versus you. With GravyStack, it's like, okay, buddy, let's go to the chart. Let's go to the home gig, see what you can do to get that extra 30 bucks. And by the way, we also teach them it's not just 30 bucks, because you're auto saving and you're auto sharing before you can spend. Because we have a money machine that literally shows the flow of the coins through their accounts and the flow of money. That's how kids learn, by watching the flow of their money in through the revenue streams and out into the jars. And if they spend or share, it's like pops out a red bubble and shows them where their money's going, right? That's a critical piece when we get into the digital world. So we've really just like put this all together in a system for families to make it really easy to create kids that create value. So yeah, that came from writing the book. That language I just gave you literally came from having to sit and articulate this in a way that's palpable inside of a book. So I think a lot of things have changed. I mean, now we're doing family legacy workshops. familylegacyworkshop.com. You can literally go there right now, sign up for our workshops, and I'll give you more information on this for your audience later. But it's a huge opportunity. Families, they hear it once and they're like, oh my gosh, we got to go right away. Pete Vargas, our mutual buddy we were playing pickleball with, he announced to everybody at our event last weekend. He said, I just had the value creation kid conversation with my kids 3 days before the event. And he said, everything shifted. They immediately know more of the issues over chores. They're like, what? They're excited about it. They see visions and goals for what they want to get and where what they're going to do with the funds. We literally like sat back and just enjoyed the ride. And so I want to hear that from millions of families, man, because there's a lot of like exhaustion and conflict and issues and behavior problems with parents. So yeah, we just want to solve all that.
That's cool. Well, it's cool to see now. The writing the book distills a lot of the concepts that now make it easier to share about those concepts, share about the app, all that stuff. Talk to me about, why did you decide to, at least from what I can gather, it seems like the book is written to parents. And I think you could easily, with something like this, the natural extrapolation would be like, oh, cool. Like, do a kid's book. That's like value creation kid, but like a kid's book type of thing. Was that intentional that you're writing to the parents? And if so, what was kind of the thought process behind that?
Yeah. And kids' books are great, right? Like my Garrett Gunderson just wrote a great book for kids that's coming out. Damon John, a friend of mine, you probably know him from Shark Tank. He just wrote a great kids' book that came out. I wanted to write this as a protocol for parents, because a lot of this stuff can be a generational training. And the secret that I've found is that if you're talking about kid things to parents, parents are actually learning too, because many parents have not learned a lot of these core money skills of investing, saving, the compounding interest, the insurance, taxes, real estate. It's all in gravy stack. So as we talk to parents about how to help their kids, they're actually learning in the process, right? And we love that, because I love kids' books. They're super fun. We've talked about doing a kids' book, but you know what kids love more than books is gaming. So we put the gaming inside of Gravy Stack and all the content of the book inside of these 100 games, these financial games that kids play, and they're competing with each other. They're sharing lessons learned, and the parents are actually learning along with the kids as they play together. So when it came to the kids' book question, we thought, no, let's help the parents with the book and the future books coming, and then let the kids jump into Gravy Stack and play together. That was the goal there.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you got kind of a dual, I mean, and that's the thing about kids' books, you know, you got a dual audience, right? And I'm sure probably similarly to with your app, you got a dual audience. You've got to sell to the parents and appeal to the kids. And so It's how do you get it? And so I'm assuming that's what you do with the book here is, all right, how do I get in the hands of all the parents who are the kind of the decision makers, but then get the app in the hands of the kids who are actually going to use it. And so it's almost like the app's more directly to the kids, the book's more directly to the adults or the decision makers.
Exactly. You want to go right to the decision makers. And so once the parents get the model, when they get the understanding, it's a no-brainer. They're like, oh yeah, we're getting into the app right now. And their kids love it. So, you know, the thing I've learned with working with 6 million families, kids learn in two ways, and they have to be together for it to stick long-term. Fun and real life experience. If you can get a kid to be intrinsically motivated because it's fun, and to get them practical skills because it's real life, they're going to learn that for life. Instead of homework, you don't want more homework that goes in one ear and out the other. And everyone listening to this, I really want to make sure that you put this inside of any content you deliver. It has to be fun and practical together as one. That's the only way that kids learn. I know it's a bold statement, because a lot of school is homework and rote memorization and regurgitation of facts. If you want a kid to stick long-term, make it fun and practical. And you can do that in your content. But we're very careful, like, especially with kids, it's like, they're not going to come home from school and do more homework, right? Kids are going to, they want to have fun and they want to learn practical skills with it. Then you have the long-term learning. Okay. So you can do that inside of videos and books and content as well, but you just can't make it sound like homework. It's got to be fun and practical. And that's true for everybody. You know, what I've learned in working with all these kids, you know, my life is working with kids, childhood development, mental health, learning practical skills. When things stick for kids, they stick for everybody. Okay. Let me tell you a quick story. Do you know when we were in elementary school, I don't know if this happened for you, but everybody in my town had like Macintosh computers. Like, they gave all the elementary schools Mac computers when we were kids. And we'd play like the gorillas throwing bananas and trying to knock each other out in the tank games. That's what we would do. And Mavis Beacon typing, but we were all on Macintosh computers as kids. And Apple actually gave out like, I don't know how many, it was like a million or millions of these, like, at cost to school districts so that they could watch kids use computers. And this is a really interesting point that I don't think anyone's ever realized. They were watching me in first grade touch the computer screen intuitively. They were watching me try to like launch the banana by touching the screen and swiping. The swipe the iPhone screen, the touchpad, that all came from watching kids. If you create something that's intuitive enough for a kid to get, then everyone will follow along. And that's true in almost every business model.
Interesting.
That's true in almost every business model that I've ever seen that goes worldwide. Mm-hmm. Any piece of content, any strategy, any business model that explodes is so simple that a three-year-old could get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the best tips I've ever gleaned from working with kids. Because now, like, I'm not just building a bank and a game for kids. We aim to take over the game, man. Like, we want to take over banking. Because what we've built by helping kids, 60% of our parents right now have said, forget all the other banks. You guys just made it more intuitive than I've ever had in my entire life. Why do we have checking accounts if no kid's ever going to write a check ever again? Right? It's monthly statements. No one looks at them. They're boring and it's hard to get there and no one likes to look at them. We gamified it. We put it in the money machine. So they literally watch their last 10 transactions flow through the money machine. They're watching it like an animated GIF, man. So a bunch of things like that. And it's all because we helped. How do we get this to be understood by a six-year-old, which is the youngest age you can start Gravy Stack? So it's six and up. We used to say it's like 6 to 18. No, it's six and up. We got college kids playing. We got parents using our accounts now. Everyone loves this model of learning and it really helps them learn core money skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Just a piece of advice that anyone listening is like, go to a niece or nephew or your kids or your neighbor's kids, or your friend's kids. And if you can get your content or your book or your idea through to them, now you know it can scale.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask a follow-up on that. Like, because I think it's easy to intellectually understand like, oh, cool. You've got to make something, a product or a book that a kid can intuitively use or understand. What are practical ways that you've done that or that you recommend doing that, whether it's with a book or with an app? Like, what are ways that you could, it's not just going to be like the first try, you know, it's going to have to be iteration and kind of like you're saying, watching them use it and stuff like that. But what are some ways that you do that?
Unless you're Jordan Peterson. Okay. I'll put a caveat on there. He and I were just in an article together last year in the Toronto Financial Times. He's the only human that scares the heck out of me. When he speaks, it like hurts your brain. Okay. But that's also part of what makes him so brilliant. He articulates things that are difficult concepts, but he can articulate them in such a palpable way, even though he uses big words and incredible like diction. I am not Jordan Peterson, and most people are not Jordan Peterson. And if you try to be Jordan Peterson, I think it's not going to land well with your audience. What lands well with an audience is bumper stickers and easily understandable concepts. Stories land with audience. You know, this is why Trump talked like a fourth grader. Okay. This is why like the best speakers in the world have an 8-year-old level of talking. People want to feel good by understanding something clearly. Kids are the best litmus test for that. And so when it comes to everything we do, we beta everything on kids. This book, kids still read our book, by the way. Parents literally give it as a gig now in the app for their kids to read the book because it's a roadmap for kids.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Like it's one of the things that they get paid for.
Yeah, because we don't have action. So I didn't mention this, but a lot of these legacy families didn't just pay kids to like do stuff in the yard and the garage and clean a bathroom or organize a closet, make a meal. We have a ton of them, 55. We call them action gigs. But what these families did is they went deeper. They actually did brain gigs. They would pay their kids or grandkids to learn really valuable information and respond and react to it over and above homework. They don't pay for homework. It's like, hey, in our family, we get our homework done. We do well in school. You're going to set yourself up for success regardless. Okay. That's an expectation. But they would say, hey, I'm going to pay you $10 for every PragerU that you watch, 5-minute videos and respond with two paragraphs on what it means to you and how you're going to use it. $10, an article, a book, no sugar for a week. These are brain gigs, we call them. And those are also in the app that parents and grandparents and relatives can give to the kids for extra pay to cover their expenses, right? And save and share and invest. It's all there in the app. And so, yeah, I mean, it's so cool when you really dive deep into what the best families in the world. I mean, I'm obsessed with this because I've got four little kids, right? All my friends have kids, and we're just trying to make sure that we don't screw them up, that we do it right. And there's so much that we're learning here. We love it, man, because it's freeing for the kid. It connects us deeper in a relationship with the kid because it's no more me versus the kid. It's me with the kid. And so many times, if you don't know these things, it becomes you versus the kid. And that's hard on a relationship. And you want to have a deep, long-term connected relationship with your kids. Mm-hmm. That's what family legacy is all about. In fact, one of the biggest lessons we train on, kids need heritage, not inheritance. So many people spend their whole lives working so hard for the kids, making money for the kids. I provide for my family. What matters way more is time clocked with your kids. What you do with them, the life lessons and the connection comes with your kids, not for your kids. And so for us, it's so much more about what you leave in them than to them. And if you just, honestly, if you just like try to leave a bunch of money and assets for your kids and they're not trained, that's going to be damaging long-term for generations to come. This is what ruins families way more often than not. I'm not saying don't give them things, but there's a strict system that all these legacy families practice this, the way to prepare kids for wealth. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it that way, you're just trying as hard as you can to make as much money as you can and grow your wealth and protect your assets and die with enough money for the next generations. It's like, no. Your kids need to learn to fish.
Yeah. Like,
it's the lottery. You know, the lottery principle, people that win the lottery, they all go broke and it ruins their lives like 98% of the time. That's what happens when all you're trying to do as a parent or a grandparent is accumulate wealth to pass on. It's the same principle.
Did you have your kids help with the launch of your book?
Oh yeah. We took videos. Actually, my daughter's in the book. She just did her first business and her story's in the book. Last year she did Reagan's Flower Power. She's 7 years old now. So last year she had flowers and vases. She went to the local business fair. She sold out all 60 vases. She made like $280. And we took a hilarious video of what she wanted to do with the money. So we taught her the auto save. She gave 10% to our church. And then with the rest of the money, she planned on like first her needs and then her wants, because we start pass off expenses. And she literally paid her brother, my son Sawyer. He was 4 years old at the time. He had a full-on body sign that said, "Go see my sister's booth." And he walked around with this like full body sign for the whole fair. She paid him $4 for that, by the way. That's it. 3 hours of like sweating, running around, trying to get customers. She paid him $4 of her $280. So we took a video of all that and we used that for the launch of the book. But yeah, so much fun, man. So much fun.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, we're kind of in the home stretch here. So I got a couple final questions. One would be just quick follow-up on the launch of the book. What'd you do to launch the book successfully? And what were one or two things that moved the most copies?
Yeah, we did a lot of pre-launch work. So, you know, obviously we have a bunch of customers from our other businesses that were dying to get it. But a lot of what we did was bring in ambassadors to help launch the book out to their community. So we got a lot of really, really good reviews from a lot of our friends. And then people buying for their audience, buying for their clients. We found three industries that really love this book. I mean, financial planners love this book for their audience, for their clients. Anyone who works in family offices, insurance agents and brokers, they love this for all their people. So we ended up having about 300 different groups buy bulk to get it out to all their people. So, you know, just a couple of days ago, strategic coach Dan Sullivan loved the book so much that they bought one for all 3,000 of their members. And so that's going out next month, shipped out to everybody with a letter personally from Dan about how much he loves what we're doing. But yeah, a lot of it is our contacts, our network, people that were like, yeah, I'm happy to buy 50. I'll buy 100, I'll buy 10. And then we gave them some spiffs and some free research guides or gravy stack for a certain amount of months for free, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it ended up working out really, really well. And then we did a lot of podcast runs. We use a lot of friends that have great lists. I love the affiliate game, man. I mean, we're just getting into it, but you know, now that we have our higher ticket workshop, and we have the book, and then we have the app, we have affiliate revenue on all of it. And that's really, really working out for a lot of people. So we're just going to copy paste that model all the way up. Cool. And we're going to keep selling. I mean, we're selling more now than at launch. So, you know, this isn't just like a one and done. So I could have
in the app. Are you promoting it in the app, or is it mostly bulk purchases currently, or what's the big driver?
It's people telling other people right now. It was through the app and it was through bulk, but that was just a launch. Now it's people read it. They immediately tell friends about it. And it's just starting to get out there. My co-author Lee Benson is like a 9-time exit genius coach entrepreneur. And he mentors thousands of high school and college kids. So we wrote the book together, and he's going on big name podcasts every week as well to promote. And then all of our investors are sharing it with all their people. But yeah, I mean, it leads into the app. There's just a simple QR code. It leads into, you know, me speaking and the workshop. We're going to be re-editing to put the Wall Street Journal logo on there. And we're going to add in the workshop as well for folks. But yeah, it's the first time I heard about writing your own book, they're like, yeah, this is the new calling card. This is the new business card, is you have your own book. And I really never really understood like why. I didn't want to go through the whole process of writing a book because I'm going to put my name on something. I'm going to do it right. And we actually did write a couple books I never published. Because it wasn't the right timing, or we were selling the business or things. But I love this process because it really helps other people in my life understand what I stand for. Does that make sense? Like people, you know, you'll have a passing conversation with someone, but when they read your book, like it really is a powerful way for someone to know your life and what you care about, especially if it makes a big impact on their life, right? You know this as an author. There's few things in my life more rewarding when someone goes, I just read your book and it changed my life. Or for in our case, it changed my family's life. So thank you. Right. That is an unbelievable thing to hear. It's more important to me than money. Like I've made money. I've made my money. This is like an incredible way for people to know what I stand for. And it's so rewarding when you make an impact in someone's life for it. So I don't know if we're going to write another one. We're being asked already for like the next one, like Value Creation Family and all these different things. But for now, our goal is to get this out to a million people's hands. So
keep promoting it. Yeah. We talk all the time. It's a lot of people focus on the 1 week launch when they should be focusing on the 1 year launch. Right. And so keep promoting that book. I know it's been about 3 months or so. I think it launched beginning of April. So You're a quarter of the way through. Keep going, man. Hey, what would be your parting piece of advice for the Scott from a couple years ago, or maybe the other Scotts out there who are thinking about writing a book that grows their business?
Everybody, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And the best advice I got for book writing was just start. Like write a page, get your topics first, and then just start talking about each one. Codify what you want to say. Get your 8, 12, 10 chapters of the system. Get the thinking in there, and then take each one and then double click on each one. Take them one at a time, set a goal, and then set a process. People are like, oh yeah, you got to sit down and be some freak genius that writes the whole thing in an afternoon. You could probably get the basics in an afternoon. You could get the list of like the main content topics. But if you really want, like you can do it. You can. I never thought I'd write a book because I'm so busy and I got all this stuff going on. I didn't think I had anything to share. And then as I had some friends, in fact, I don't know if you know Jim Quick. He's one of our investors. He's a dear friend. He's like, Scott, if you don't write a book in the next year, I'll never talk to you again. And he's like, and I was like, Jim, I have three good chapters of a book in my life so far. He's like, are you kidding me? Because he's been with me on 4 different companies. And he's like, you're experienced, you're younger, but oh my gosh, just put it down, get it out there. So that's my advice to people is just start. And it doesn't have to be perfect to be good and powerful for other people, but get your topics, get your kind of run of show, and then double click on each one. And you'll be amazed at how fast it fills with your mind and your experience. And that's the best way to do it.
That's great. I love that. Well, guys, grab a copy of the book. It's called Value Creation Kid. Again, the book's called Value Creation Kid, The Healthy Struggles Your Children Need to Succeed. Grab a copy of it. Scott, where can people go to download the app? So for parents, for grandparents, if you're not, you should be using this with your kids. When Scott explained this to me at the mastermind we were at, I'm like, oh my gosh, when I have kids, I'm definitely using this. And I wish that this was something that existed when I was growing up. So where can people go to download the app?
Yeah. So gravystack.com/Scott. Just go there. It'll take you right to the app. And you guys can get in. The average family, it's like $7 a month to start. And the average family is saving $550 in month one. So, and kids are doing the lifting on that. Subscriptions and couponing and eating in versus the out challenges, like all the home gigs. So the return in month one is about 80x for the families. And so, yeah, they can go to gravystack.com/Scott. If you want to sign up for one of our workshops, it's Family Legacy Workshops, workshop.com. And you can join us for a 2-day virtual experience where we help you operationalize all this legacy training in the home. And then for me, I'm Scott Donnell on all socials. Pretty simple. I am Scott Donnell. So that's it.
Cool. Well, guys, check it out. 80x on your money. I don't know too many places you can get that kind of return. So go to gravystack.com/Scott. Grab the app. Scott, this is awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of the Self-Publishing School Podcast. I know there's so many places that you could be spending your time. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to, YouTube channels that you'd be watching. So thank you so much. It means the world. Now, I want you to do three things right now if you found this episode. All right, number one, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a YouTube channel. It's a companion channel to this podcast. All the video versions of the episode are on the YouTube channel. So number one, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Number two, if you're listening to this podcast wherever, whether this is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, number two, I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now so you don't miss a future episode. And then number three, this is probably the most important, leave a review on the podcast. All right, reviews are super important and help this podcast get discovered by other people. So number three, leave a review on the podcast. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on the fence about scheduling a publishing consultation call with my team, maybe you're not quite ready for that, I've got some free training that I think will be really helpful for you. All right, all you have to do is go to register to sign up. Go to selfpublishing.com/free training. When you do, you're also going to get a free digital copy of my new book, Published. And on that training, you're going to learn the next step, so how to implement with your book. So how to write, how to publish, how to launch successfully. So go to register right now at selfpublishing.com/free training. I'll see you there.